You don't speculate at all? Morphew asked. Should know how to go about it, replied the other in his deeper note. It seems to me to be the simplest thing in the world, if one is content with moderate profits. I'm going in for it seriously, cautiously, as a matter of business. I've studied the thing, got it up as I used to work at something for an exam. And here, you see, I've made £5 at a stroke. £5. Suppose I make that every now and then. It's worth the trouble, you know. It mounts up. And I shall never stand to lose much. You see, it's Trip Coney's interest that I should make profits. I'm not quite sure of that. Oh, but it is. Let me explain. These two had come to know each other under peculiar circumstances a year ago. Rolf was at Brussels, staying, his custom when abroad, at a hotel unfrequented by English folk. One evening, on his return from the theatre, he learnt that a young man of his own nationality lay seriously ill in a room at the top of the house. Harvey, moved by compassion, visited the unfortunate Englishman, listened to his ravings, and played the part of Good Samaritan. On recovery, the stranger...